Kentucky climate summary for the period June 2013. Above normal temperatures and well above normal rainfall. It was a wet June across the Commonwealth with an average of more than 6 inches drenching the state. This total ended up being over 1.5 inches above normal, in a month where only 4.34 inches is normal. This made for the 11th wettest June on record going back to 1895, as 3 of 4 weeks witnessed above normal precipitation. June of 1928 still holds the record with 10.89 inches pummeling the Bluegrass State. The month started off with a slow-moving cold front drifting south through the state. The western portions of the state saw the most rainfall with this system, as Paducah saw 6 inches in one day. Extensive flooding ensued with many locations observing flash floods. The last week of the month also brought soaking conditions. The Bluegrass region saw an average of almost 3 inches fall over the course of the week, with most coming as an upper-level disturbance slid across the region on the 26th. Accompanying this event was the second severe weather event of the month. A line of strong to severe thunderstorms produced damaging winds and heavy rainfall, in addition to a couple tornadoes. An EF2 touched down in LaRue County, damaging several barns at a dairy farming operation. Temperatures remain roughly around normal, but there were instances of temperatures becoming exceedingly warm. The first heat wave occurred the second week of the month as a dome of high pressure settled just east of the region. Gusty, southwesterly flow put temperatures into the low to mid-90s across the entire state. This, in combination with moisture pushing north from the Gulf, resulted in heat indices approaching the century mark. Each week throughout the rest of the month had max temperatures topping out in the low to mid-90s. While it did get warm on occasions, this June was cool compared to last year. Putting all of the above information together, this month can be seen as the direct opposite as last year at this time. Highs averaged in the mid to upper 80s at the end of June this year, while they were in the mid to upper 90s last year. Max high temperatures over the last week of June in 2012 ranged from 106 to 110 across the state. As stated above, the Bluegrass State ended the month with an average of 6.01 inches falling across Kentucky. This was a flood in comparison to the meager 0.88 inches saw across the state last year. Temperatures for the period averaged 74 degrees across the state, which was 2 degrees warmer than normal. High temperatures averaged from 84 in the west to 82 in the east. Departure from normal high temperatures ranged from 2 degrees cooler than normal in the west to 1 degree cooler than normal in the east. Low temperatures averaged from 66 degrees in the west to 63 degrees in the east. Departure from normal low temperature ranged from 3 degrees warmer than normal in the west to 4 degrees warmer than normal in the east. The extreme high temperature for the period was 100 at Poplar Bluff and the extreme low was 27 at Fort Campbell. Precipitation for the period totaled 6.01 inches statewide, which was 1.59 inches above normal and 136% of normal. Precipitation totals by climate division: west 7.39 inches, central 4.72 inches, bluegrass 6.09 inches and east 5.86 inches. Which was 3.08, 0.29, 1.66 and 1.36 inches above normal. By station, precipitation totals ranged from a low of 2.36 inches at Bowling Green to a high of 11.50 inches at Madisonville. Detailed weather information is available in your county Precision Agriculture, Lawn and Garden Weather Forecast.